watching FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Parham. We're at Surfaces, first day of the show, and we're in the Tarkett home space. And I'm with Jason Surratt, the president, and Lauren Schockenberg, the head of design and marketing. How you guys doing?
Doing great. How you been, Kemp?
Good, good.
Good. How are you?
You're asking me. You've had a little bit of a health scare, but it's all good now, right?
Yeah, knock on wood. Feeling great. Excited to thrive in 25, both business-wise and health-wise.
You're here. You're doing well. Most people know Tarkett is a French-based company that's been over here in the U.S. for a long time, well-established manufacturing all over the country. So how's business been so far?
You know, January's been pretty positive compared to last year between inflation and high interest rates. It was a grueling year. We finished relatively down a little bit. I think overall maybe stole some market share and grew compared to others, but we're excited, cautiously optimistic of seeing some interest rates go down and business improve this year.
You've got a new CEO of Tarkett North America, Wynn Everhart, who's from my hometown, Bristol, and you're actually from that area as well, right?
That's right, about an hour outside of that in southwestern Virginia. So Wynn comes from us outside of the industry, brings a lot of good insights from both Coke and Whirlpool and Georgia Tech grad, so we're always like that. He's shaking things up a little bit, getting his feet wet, and yeah, like I said, bringing good insights of what we can do to improve the overall business.
Yeah, I'm glad to hear it. So you've got three key things you want to talk about, Lauren, right? The first one's in carpet, is that right?
It's carpet. Yeah, so we have a lot of new introductions, but two to highlight are Vibe and Icon, which are patterns from our Cloud9 collection. They both have a long tonal space dye in them, so it gives you a lot of color play. You can see them in the back. Icon has an overall texture to it, and Vibe has a nice strié papal in the background and a nice loop pattern, very broken geometric in the front.
So tell us about what led to this design. I mean, this is polyester carpet, right?
Yes, everything's polyester solution dyed, yeah. Just to be able to bring in some color, everything's beige gray. This is a way to bring a little color play into the line. And these colors are also trending right now. So it goes with everything in your home, all different design styles. So
and you have a new hardwood collection you're talking about?
We do. It's a little artisan. So the name is really from our French heritage. It's our first hardwood collection that we have. It's got a combination of broad, which is your wider width plank, and then narrow as well. It's a 3-inch plank and a herringbone. So I think what's really special is that we've been wide and long for so long, and the narrow width really takes you back to those classic designs.
And you have a non-PVC hybrid product you're rolling out too, right?
Yeah, so we're really excited about that one. It's kind of the best of all worlds from a laminate SPC, that waterproof story. Got superior indentation, great overall scratch resistance, completely waterproof. And like you said, sustainable story, 100% recyclable and made in the USA.
Okay. When you rolled out, was it ProGen that you rolled out some 15 years ago or so, right?
Yeah, ProGen, we were kind of one of the first ones to really bring out SPC with that one. You know, remember Surfaces ago, basically dribbling bowling balls to show how great performance you'd get from an indentation and dent standpoint. It's still a flagship workhorse for us, and we've built off of that this year, bringing out a thicker, more premium ProGen Plus that includes great realistic visuals with the whole press bevel technology.
And so customers are looking for a PVC-free alternative, right?
It's definitely becoming something that's more prevalent, I think, as Gen Z and Gen Alpha start coming more into the actual discretionary income and owning homes. Sustainability is something that we've always seen it more in commercial, and now it's bringing into residential twofold.
Well, that's fantastic. So let's talk a little bit about that. The consumer that we've been all kind of, you know, for the longest time making products for has been the baby boomer and the millennial. And so now this other generation's coming in. They say that they're a lot like the boomer, but they are more focused on the environmental message, right?
Yeah, I think they're definitely more eco-minded. I think, not to say that other generations aren't, I think, price certainly had a standpoint to overcome on the other side. And from a overall cost perspective, eco-friendly products are coming more in parity, which makes it easier if I'm going to pick one product that's slightly more expensive than one that is less eco-friendly, I'm going to go with a sustainable option.
When you look back on what was selling in 2024, were you selling more upper-end products because of that consumer having the money they could spend now not being tied down to a mortgage?
Yeah, it's almost bimodal. It's either a stepping down into more commodity product because of having less discretionary funds, or a lot of that higher income bracket wanting something that was nicer. And I think also just some of the commoditized SBC in the market, people looking for a more premium product that they know we're not going to have any type of quality or claims issues with.
All right, guys. Well, thanks for spending time with our audience. Again, been talking to Jason Surratt, the president, and Lauren Schnuckenberg, the head of design and marketing here at Tarkett Home. And you've been watching Kempar and FloridaDaily.net.